Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? This is Trent with the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. I am joined by Seth, Jordan, and Phil. We have our week 6 recap here today. A crazy week, you know, a lot of NFC East losses this week. Phil, you want to start this off for us, buddy?
Yeah, I think the NFL is playing in London way too much. They're playing in the UK way too much. It's. I enjoy the Sunday morning games. Like, I think that's one of the best things about this whole thing is that we get to watch football before we go to church. But we're starting to see flops at an alarming rate. Like, these guys are flopping all over the place. And I frankly think that it probably has a little bit to do with UK soccer or football, UK football bleeding into American sports. And I frankly have a problem with it. I don't know if you guys saw the punter.
Hacker.
The punter gets him to the, I think it was a returner's face, and the guy just bombs. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, we're playing too much UK football, and we're not playing enough American football.
Preach.
And it's like, that's not a blessing. That's a curse. Like, we don't want to take flops in this league. We don't want to turn it into LeBron's NFL league. Sorry, Jordan. I know you're probably hurt by me saying that. But this is American football, NFL. We don't flop in NFL. Yes, it happens from time to time. This cannot be a reoccurring event. That's all I'm simply saying.
For what it's worth, you know they don't flop very much in English Premier League soccer.
Yeah, do they flop more than 2 times a game?
I mean, you understand that only the South Americans are the ones who...
The answer is yes.
I actually don't... How much Premier League soccer do you watch on a weekly basis, Phil?
How many South American players are in the Premier League? A lot.
Not that many, actually.
No, there's enough.
Phil has a solid point.
Yeah. Actually, like Neymar's the one who flops. Neymar does not play in the Premier League.
Yeah, there's other guys that flop.
South Americans... Yeah, I'm not saying there's, but you act like...
How about this? Like, no, how about this? Ride with me. Ride with the red, white, and blue today, baby. I'm not asking you to drink tea and eat crumpets. I'm asking you to eat a hot dog.
There's a lot of red, white, and blue in the maybe. UK flag, too, for what it's worth. But.
Seth, yeah. You know what, Seth? Well, that is so...
Yeah, yeah. You know what, Seth?
These are the same two guys, Phil, that are like, hey, it's just a tea tax, man. Like, who cares? Like, you know what I mean? The king's probably a nice guy. So,
yeah. I don't know what these guys, you know, I'm over here just trying to amp up.
No, it's just, going? Like, here's the thing. Phil lies for content on the pod. My job is to call him out when he lies for content on the pod.
And in turn, that's actually incorrect.
And in turn, that provides more content for the pod. So it all works out.
He's got a good point.
No, that push was really good. Like, the punter pushes him. Then the punter goes in for seconds, you know, like, oh, there's some leftovers here. Pushes him again. The guy just flops. 15-yard penalty on the punter. I was like, I have never seen that before in my life, a punter get a 15-yard penalty after the play, let alone during the play.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Yeah, it was good stuff overall. Things got kind of chippy. The Niners, Browns got a little bit chippy. Like, it was a very interesting weekend. But you guys doing all right? Everybody doing okay? Jordan, look like you just got done coaching. I similar level had some elite coaching that I did on Saturday. I was my two assistant coaches were out on vacation, so I was running the show. I recruited my dad to coach the bench while I was running the field. But how you doing, Jordan?
Good. Yeah, I just came back from basketball. Had a little fall stuff going on. We're about 3 weeks away from the season starting, so it's coming
That's
up.
That's crazy.
Quick. Yeah. November 7th, we have a scrimmage. So, it was a good weekend. Actually, a really good weekend. So, kind of broke even today in NFL. Maybe made a little bit of money. And then had a really good college football UFC Saturday. So, pretty good weekend. Pretty happy with the weekend.
Setherton.
I got destroyed in my season-long stuff, but that is what it is.
Setherton.
Setherton, what's going on, my guy?
It's like a mix between Seth and Samaritan.
I love Phil's made-up words. Like, he just like the 7 o'clock text saying that Justice Hill or Gus Edwards looks to say, I'm like, what even does that mean? And they didn't even look that good.
D's. He looked all right that first drive.
D's, that sounds like an inappropriate junior high joke, Phil. Like, come D's. On, man.
He's like, he looks like D's. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know. Okay,
he said D's. On. I wasn't going to say anyways. D's who, you know what I mean? Like, that was a perfect setup for Phil to just, yeah, you know,
well, you weren't away yet. They're doing so good. I'm like, I don't want to look at D's, you know? I think I'll pass. never mind.
Seth is too far down the rabbit hole now.
Yeah. Well, hey,
doing all right, say what I want to say. It was a good weekend.
Good weekend. Yeah. Today's week.
Yeah, I had a fun time. It was relaxing.
Today's week 6 recap is brought to you by Trophy Smack. Trophy Smack's the dude's favorite place to get our fantasy football trophies. Last place, ribbons, all that good stuff. I'm leaning over, missing my mic because I'm holding up Seth's nice little belt here that he leaves at my house that I get to hold for him. Drop on the pod. Go to www.trophysmack.com/dudes for 15% off your whole entire order. It's not too late to take your fantasy football league to the next level. Okay. So, week 6, we're going to talk about where we were right, where we were wrong, you know, what hurt us, all kinds of, you know, NFL news and notes from a fantasy football perspective. Phil, you're doing an okay job so far, buddy, so you want to keep this party rolling?
Yes, thank you for little pointing pal. That out. I think little buddy old pal. I will I think we had an absolutely monster win. And I think it just ended up playing in our favor there. But I Trent, you had the biggest start here. You want to touch on that a little bit with Raheem Mostert?
It was a slam dunk play. I really wasn't expecting him to be running back one on the week, but Dolphins are really good. I think you got anybody. What are you saying, Jordan? What?
What do you mean? You like pick? I never mind.
I thought it was gonna be good. I didn't think Raheem Mostert would be running back one, but I also didn't think CMC would get hurt either. Right? Like I think
like,
it was a great.
But
play.
You always knew he had a chance to be like top three.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are an absolute machine. I don't want to take your shot. But like Dolphins are an absolute machine going against one of the worst rushing defenses in the NFL. So like,
You could have played it. I even said like if Salvin Ahmed's lines up, like play him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what his stat line was today.
Actually, Salvin Ahmed had 10 plus points.
And honestly, it's almost whoever they play. Like this backfield is really good. Yeah, everyone's good.
They're good. The whole team's good.
Whole team is good. Tyreek Hill has 814 yards right now. He's on pace for 2,306. So the 2,000 mark looks, it's within reach if he can play. The guy's out there stealing phones from the stands and then doing backflips with the selfie cam on. Did you see that? You guys see that?
That is so
cool. That's crazy.
It was pretty cool. So, Dolphins are kind of turning into that like team that's just really fun to watch from a fantasy football perspective. Like, what's Tua on the season right now? Like, Tua's got to be QB what?
Probably top three, right?
Tua is QB7 right now. I don't know if this week's points are.
It's because of all the rushing. The run game's good.
Now, the Dolphins.
They had like 8 rushing touchdowns from running backs that one week, right? So like outside of what's the week they played primetime where they kind of sucked? Other than that, they've been a machine all season.
They played I don't think they have a primetime game. They did.
Are you talking about New England?
They played the Bills and they got killed.
Sunday night. It was a Sunday night game.
I don't think they played on Sunday night.
There was a Sunday night game. No, Sunday night game. They're off.
It was New England. You're right. New England. They didn't play well.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yep. You're right, Phil.
As usual. No, I mean the and we still have Chase Claypool, a big piece that's going to play into that Miami puzzle that just didn't strap up this week.
Add another rushing touchdown.
They're calling him the vending machine. Right. You see that they're calling him that? They say
he is
going to
be like
machine.
It's going to be like a Cordell Patterson light. Just wait till he gets on the maybe heavy. I don't know. You need what a better way to maybe describe it.
So they're both just not going to play all year. That's what Cordell Patterson's yeah. doing, not playing all year.
Phil, that's you're a right. Fair point.
all right, moving on here.
Quick injuries to monitor from today. It seems like we finally got a little bit of the injury bug. It seemed like for the most part we'd done pretty good from a fantasy football perspective, but Debo Samuel left the game, CMC left the game. I don't think they've mentioned anything what exactly was wrong. Justin Fields hurt his throwing thumb. Ryan Tannehill, I believe, was his knee. Jimmy G left the game in ambulance because of his back. David Montgomery, Anthony Richardson talked about, you know, maybe getting season-ending surgery. Trevor Lawrence left the game in the fourth quarter with a knee injury. Jordan, did he return?
No, well, they didn't. They
didn't really have to need him, right?
They were kneeling their next possession. So he said that just a little bruise on the knee, was a little bruised up, but he was walking around without any crutches or anything. So sounds like it should be okay. I think they're going to do more testing, but should be okay, I think.
The problem is with Trevor Lawrence, he talks in the most boring way possible. So even if he was in excruciating pain, absolutely no one would know. Like the guy's tone, national championship, he can win a Super Bowl, and I don't think his tone or facial expression would ever change. Like the guy could, yeah, who knows? The guy could be in the worst pain ever, and you would have no idea. Jordan, what do you think? What's going on here?
I don't know. That was painful to listen to. So
you just glitched in and out a little bit, Phil.
Here's the thing. Oh, did I glitch in and out?
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah, it's you.
I think you're good.
Sorry, just ride in the back here, seat, man. Buddy. It's okay. Yeah. We got this.
Keep it going, Phil.
I think my Wi-Fi might be overpowering yours. Okay. That's kind of what happens. I really want to lean into to our wins here, just because it is a little bit tough this week. But Seth, Kyren Williams,
what? Kyren?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's still frozen.
He said Kyren Williams.
Is my internet that okay. bad?
It's that bad.
I'll go to Kyren. So Kyren, what was interesting is like the first half of the game, I think he had like half a point or something. So I was really nervous. I was like, this is such a good spot for him. The Cardinals are terrible against running backs. And I was nervous about it. And then all of a sudden the Rams decided to run the ball and he had 140 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. So, I mean, I guess I was right. It just took the Rams a whole half to realize they should run the ball and not just pass every play. And it worked.
Yeah, 20 attempts, 158 rushing yards, averaging 7.9 yards per carry.
He had one attempt, I think, in the first half.
Yeah, he did. Which is crazy. He did tweak his ankle a little bit. The game was pretty close at half. I didn't even bring up Raheem Mostert's hurdle. That was pretty sweet. That was pretty awesome. But yeah, no. Rams
was filthy.
Yeah, how'd Stafford do? Okay, I said to stream him. That was kind of the guy I planted my flag and just 13 points. Did it seem?
I think
like
he just all the yards came from Cooper Kupp. I think.
Did the quarterback play seem really rough this week, or was it just
quarter? Okay, I was talking to somebody about this today. I think overall quarterback play and for fantasy points is at a low compared to last year and years before, like. The quarterbacks aren't scoring as much points, I don't think, as they usually do through week six. Well, and I think maybe even fantasy in general.
Well, do you know who quarterback four was on the week, guys?
No, I don't.
Desmond Ridder with 19 points, and he threw three picks. So you take those three picks away, and he's probably closer to QB1 because Hurts was QB1 with 22 points.
And three picks.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, so I just think the quarterback play in general this year is just down. Like even we see from Patrick Mahomes, I'm like, he's not playing like he was last year, you know, like he's playing at like 70% like fantasy capacity as he was last year.
Yeah, Mahomes is QB2, but he's gone three straight games where he's scored less than 20 points, fantasy points.
That's what I'm saying. Like I think in general, like the whole league is down in scoring. I mean, maybe maybe that's the exaggerating part, but the QB play is definitely down.
What I think it is none of these guys play preseason anymore. So I think it takes them a longer to get going.
You want to know what one, speaking of bad quarterback play.
Takes until week five?
Maybe. What, maybe, Phil? What, Phil? What,
you want to know won the $1 million on DraftKings this week?
Who?
Desmond Ritter stack. Desmond Ritter stack.
Oh. With Drake
that's
London?
How bad quarterback was this week. With Drake and Kyle Pitts, double stack with Pitts and London, and no run back.
Yeah,
no I don't even know if I can even say like that is foresight. Like that is just luck. Yeah. Like how do you even make that lineup?
It,
and just
so I mean,
it's a YOLO lineup, though.
Yeah, it's a YOLO lineup. I'd be curious how many lineups he had in the 150 max. Like how many lineups he had because.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't even know. I wouldn't even ever. I was never going to get to. Yeah, I would never have even got there. I don't know.
Well, just
crazy.
Just other stuff in the league. I was like Zach Wilson. He was QB 18 with 10 fantasy points. Geno Smith, Joe Burrow was QB 12 with 14. Like just a really rough week from the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to go too much on a rabbit trail here. Phil, we'll keep. Recapping these.
Can you guys? I think the main thing is I want to make sure that I'm not coming in super late. Can you guys hear me? Am I back up to speed?
You're good. You're good.
Okay. Cool. All right. Cool. Moving on here. Jordan, you had a. I don't think. Let's go with your win here. Let's go with your sit, Damian Pierce.
Yeah, I think he had like four fantasy points. I mean. I think he kind of had some carries by the goal line, so I could have gotten hurt here. But I mean, it Saints' run defense is really good, so I'm glad that one hit because, to be honest, that was one that I felt most confident in. There was a point in time of that game where I was a little worried just because they were getting some like PIs in the end zone, like the ball is at the one, but I think he got stuffed every time. So, I just don't like. Again, I'm not going to pick on these really good run defenses. It's not worth it.
I agree with you there. Like, it's not worth it.
Unless it's a stud.
Unless it's one of those studs that you have to just play them, right?
Yes, I would agree with you there. I mean, yeah, I would definitely agree. The Trent, you mentioned something a little bit about Zach Wilson. Like, did you... I know we're going back, we're backpedaling a little bit here, but like in terms of just talking about quarterback play, one of the things that I wanted to bring up is like everyone's going bad on Brock Purdy for 1 week that he struggles. And like everyone's going to come back, like all this week we're going to have to hear about a system quarterback and all this stuff. But like, I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? Like Jordan's been saying that for the last week. How much is that going to be brought up this week with Brock Purdy's play today?
So one thing I did read on Twitter was a guy said that it was really windy in Cleveland, and I think it was Brock Purdy's like first game he played in where the weather wasn't great. Plus, he lost guys. I don't know, like maybe his hands are. I don't know if hand size comes in. I don't even know the size of his hands. If I'm being completely honest, but just playing in like you know rougher weather conditions, maybe it was just a little different to him. He didn't have CMC. I would say that's the biggest takeaway. Deebo Samuel got hurt. So I would say it's his weapons and just that defense is tough. The Browns defense is really good. They're really physical. They kind of – and say what you want about Brock Purdy. He didn't play very good, had a really bad fantasy game. He did get them in position on the last drive of the game to win the game. The kicker just missed the field goal. So as much as I want to make fun of the 49ers and all this stuff, Brock Purdy did do all he needed to do to win that game.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I think that probably his biggest fault was did he have back-to-back penalties for grounding?
I did not see that.
Didn't he also fumble the ball?
I think it was on the same drive. He had two, or maybe they wanted to call one. He had close to two grounding penalties in one drive. That was pretty rough.
Yeah, he had an interception and he had a fumble. He went 12 for 27, 125 yards, one TD. Well, honestly, I got the notification in church that Christian McCaffrey just caught a touchdown pass for his 15th straight TD. And I was like, oh, the Niners are going to roll. McCaffrey's going to have a good game. He basically got all his fantasy points like on the first two drives of the game.
The Browns defense is good. And then, but I did, weren't they driving and he fumbled to put them out of field goal range at the end of the half. So they had to punt.
Yeah. Some really bad game management today on before half stuff. You had the Giants not spike the ball with time expiring right before half, that they maybe could have beat the Bills. And then you had the 49ers. That's not even clock management. That's just a fumble, right? So totally different. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I think the system quarterback thing will know more. If CMC doesn't play this week, and if Debo doesn't play next week, I think we'll be able to say, like, hey, is he a system quarterback or not? But I think it's a little too soon. But speaking of,
I completely agree.
All these injuries, I have a waiver wire pod coming out on Tuesday morning. You won't want to miss that. And just this recap here, guys, it's brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper's our favorite place to play fantasy football. Guys, take your league to Sleeper. You won't be sorry. They also got some fun plays you can do. And if guys get hurt, they void them. Like all the David Montgomery plays today got voided because the guy got hurt. You know, it's just a company with integrity. We trust them. Enter DUDES100 and they will match you up to $100, guys. So go over, take your league over to Sleeper. You won't be sorry, I promise.
Yeah, speaking of the Niners. Oh, go ahead, Jordan. Go ahead.
No, I just want to add to that because so I had an 8-man Sleeper play all in the Oregon-Washington game on Saturday. One of those was Jalen McMillan. Jalen McMillan played 3 snaps on the first drive, did never played again. And so I was waiting for the void. They had voided Brock Bowers, and I was like waiting for it. It was like a $5 play, would have won like $300-something dollars, whatever. So I was like, okay, they'll void it. It will go to a 7-man, whatever, and it will be like, okay, whatever. So they never voided it. They paid it out, a loser. So I emailed them and said, hey, like, just curious why Jalen McMillan didn't get voided. You guys voided Brock Bowers, and he played half the game. Jalen McMillan played 3 snaps. Well, this morning I looked into my account. They credited me they went in there, they changed it, and credited me my win. So
let's clap it up for that. Integrity.
Like, that's pretty cool. Like Sleeper, you know, like good customer service, doing the right thing, you know, and so I was pretty happy with that.
Working for the little guys, because
they made a precedent. Yeah, they made a precedent with Brock Bowers, so it makes sense they should follow that precedent. If they didn't, I would have understood, but they
precedent. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. You know, customer service. Here's the thing with Sleeper I like about him. If there's a problem, I've tweeted at him before. And they're like, hey, we'll consider that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really care about, like, hey, what do you want your fantasy league to have? People tweet at them, and they take those ideas, and they either put them in or they don't. So, but Sleeper's really good. I can't say enough good things about Sleeper. They're really good. So go check that out.
You should really have every single one of your leagues on there. It's awesome.
I have one league not on there. It's from that 4-letter word companies app, and I hate it. But Phil, what do we got next?
Yeah, no, I was going to stick actually in the Niner Browns game. Jordan, do you want to talk about your sit? I think you were, this one was kind of a rough one for you. You want to talk about
Amari? Yeah, what did he,
he ended at 13, but he didn't have a touchdown. He did have over 100 yards though. That's the, I think what killed you. He had 4 receptions for 108 yards.
He had a really nice catch.
I think he had a 58-yard catch and run, and then a 28-yard leaping catch. So I just got beat by the big play. If you take away his big play, he's what? 3, 4, 60, and he's back at like 8. So the big play, two big plays cost me. He got the bonus. I was wrong, but I don't think the process was bad here. I just got beat by a little bit unlucky. I mean, honestly, I would do that all over again if you told me that PJ Walker was starting.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right there. Like, I think you're right there.
Yeah.
I'd give you this one over the Connor one. I would give you this one over the O'Connor over the Connor one.
I'll take that.
What did Walker finish with? Like, he kind of had a rough game. Walker had 5 fantasy points. Mac Jones had a really bad game. That's trouble over there in New England. I will say Mac Jones did throw like a 40-yard bomb at the end of the game, and the guy just, Parker just dropped it right in his hands. Like, that could have totally changed the game, and maybe the Patriots win that one, but looks like
problems. How bad are the Raiders? How bad are the Raiders, too?
I don't under, how do you not force feed Devontae Adams? I don't. Like, I don't care if they're double teaming him. Make him run it's 5 yard
Michael,
slants.
Michael Mayer season, Seth. Michael Mayer season.
Yeah, Devontae.
You have Michael Mayer, man. You got.
I think McDaniels wants to get fired. To be honest with you,
yeah, Belichick wants him back.
I will say, jeez, man. Jimmy G is actually like so much of an upgrade over Brian Hoyer. Why was Aiden O'Connell not? Why would you start Aiden O'Connell in a game and then not have him be the backup going forward? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't even think he did like that terrible, like in the game he played in. Like, it's like a rookie quarterback. Like,
no, I just don't understand. Like, so basically, you just want Brian Hoyer to be a backup? Like, I don't. Is he just that much better with the clipboard and the headphones? Like, I don't understand. Like,
I bet O'Connell's the QB this week. I bet Hoyer's the backup.
Yeah, if Jimmy G's hurt, they're gonna start O'Connell again, I would imagine. Yeah. I don't understand why you would start him but not have him be the backup. It doesn't make any sense.
Hoyer's 38. He's been in the league for a while. Seems like a lot of guys had really rough fantasy days today. Like, just looking at some of my leagues I'm in with, I guess we can get to the who hurt me section. We can talk about that a little bit more, how we did it. But
I wish we had this stat. This is a stat that I wish Sleeper had. Like, how many teams went under 100, let's call it 115 points this week? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, it's hard to do with all the different scoring settings, but like, yeah, I have a win with under 100 points.
Half PPR and standard, half PPR brutal this week.
Yeah.
It's please forgive our audio. I don't know what's going on here. Maybe it's our internet in the Central Valley that's going wild here, but we're struggling. Maybe it's just me again, but I had you guys breaking up there. Trent, let's talk about the Panthers running backs. A group of running backs that didn't struggle as much today was one of your sits, unfortunately.
This was one of those where I put in Miles Sanders as my sit, and then I realized he wasn't playing, so I pivoted to just the whole backfield. And was it Chuba Hubbard? Is that who the backup was? I believe
Chuba was. He had
15 off
points.
He had 19 attempts, 88 rushing yards, and one TD on the ground. Yeah, just looked really good. Yep. There's some weird plays in the Panthers. Like, Chuba was a solid play today. I believe he was on the week. Solid running back play by Chuba. He was running back 7. And then you go to the wide receiver spot, and Adam Thielen was wide receiver 4. So they are putting up fantasy points, even though Bryce Young isn't really delivering that much, I would say. Like, how many points did Bryce Young have? Where's Bryce Young? I can't see Bryce Young's fantasy points at the moment, but yeah, the Panthers are having some solid fantasy players. Bryce Young was QB 15 on the week with 12 fantasy points. So crazy that they had two, you know, they had an RB1 and a wide receiver 1 on that team. So I don't know if that was all garbage time with Adam Thielen. I did not watch the game too much.
It was not garbage time.
Yeah. Thielen's wasn't. I assume Chuba's wasn't.
No, so they were up 14-0 in that game, Trent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With first quarter, Chuba scored and Adam Thielen scored. And the Dolphins just erupted after that.
Yeah.
The one thing that I'd also wonder is just the betting odds. Like, if their Thursday night football games goes significantly under, do the rest of the games go under? Like, it almost sets the tone. Like, when the Thursday night game is absolutely garbage, usually that weekend slate is also absolutely garbage, I'm not sure why.
I think every Thursday night game's gone under, though, Seth. I mean, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not, I don't think to that level of how bad that was. This was just, it was a...
historically,
you know what I'm saying though, Jordan?
No, but historically Thursday night games are really bad. But I kind of do see what you're saying, Phil. I don't know if there's a correlation to that. I don't
there's
think
not.
There is. But, here, but so Thursday night games are not good games to have fantasy players in.
So week one, 41 total points, had to gone under in that game, Lions Chiefs. Week two, though, the game was 34-28. That was that crazy Eagles-Vikings game.
That was a good game.
Yep, that was a good game.
Then you got 30-12 Niners-Giants, 34-20 Lions-Packers. That was a good game. 40-20 Bears-Commanders. Honestly, the Thursday night games haven't been that bad this year.
Yeah, that's number three times this pod so far. So I'm saying it just sets the week. It sets up the weekend slate for just being an absolute nightmare. But anyhow, we can move on from that.
Things that aren't bad, guys, are these Manscaped boxers I'm wearing right now. You guys all have a couple pairs of those. So head over to Manscaped. Same. They really help you out, guys. You won't want to miss it. So go to manscaped.com. Tell them the dude sent you. Enter promo code DUDES20, 20% off your whole entire order. The one thing I do not have from Manscaped, though, is a razor for my face. If you cannot see here on YouTube, I have a slight little mustache right now. I don't know how long this is going to last, but to call it a mustache is probably sad anyways. But yeah, go over to Manscaped, enter promo code DUDES20, 20% off your whole entire order. Remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes, guys. Really helps us out. If you like this pod, share it with a friend. We really appreciate it. Give us a like and thumbs up. Follow us on Instagram and X at TFFDudes and YouTube as well. Hit the thumbs up button down there, guys. We really appreciate that.
Seth, I'm gonna rip off the Band-Aid here. We talked a little bit about the Jets game earlier, and I didn't give you an opportunity to talk. You wanna go to Breece Hall here?
Yeah. So the game was looking pretty good for me, and I guess what really hurt is the game script went completely opposite. Like the Eagles scored two touchdowns in the first quarter, and then didn't do absolutely squat after that. Hurts throwing three picks also set up the Breece Hall touchdown. But the touchdown was kind of funny because I think Robert Saleh was pretty mad that Breece Hall scored because the Eagles let him score so they could get time to go down and score their touchdown. So he ran the ball hard and they all just stepped aside and he just ran in. And it was funny because he came back out of the end zone talking a bunch of smack as they're going for two. And they're like, bro, we let you run in so we have more time. Yes. So it was really funny. It was really funny to see that. So that touchdown, like, I mean, I guess like that hurts me, you know, like it's a 8 yard or 8 point play, but I don't think he, like, I don't know. They gave him the touchdown and like outside of that, he had 39 rushing yards. But I guess the common thing that I really miss is when running backs play the Eagles, they always have a good receiving game. Like always running backs have good receiving games against the Eagles. That's something to consider. So if it's a good receiving, like running back, even Breece Hall hasn't had a good receiving year. But this game, he tore it up and that's what actually really hurt me. So, yeah. But yeah, I'll take the L on that one. I just thought the touchdown, they let him score was funny. And he, especially if he was talking smack after and they're like, bro, we let you score. Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Well, this is actually the first time the Eagles have lost to the Jets, believe it or not, in the whole history of the NFL.
Crazy.
Eagles. This was a weird game too. Like the Jets just wanted to go Eagle, away.
Hurts yeah. made some really bad throws. He made the picks were bad. Well, two of them were really bad.
Three.
Well, the third one I think was a tip ball, but.
But no, but especially since the Jets had no starting corners in the game, and he goes out there and throws three picks. Yeah. You know, if this was Dak Prescott, this would be, you know, nonstop talk. The whole media would go crazy. But Jalen Hurts can do no wrong, so. We'll see.
Jalen Hurts also has been to a Super Bowl in his lifetime.
It's true, but we'll see. Most people who go to a Super Bowl and don't win, do you know how many of them go back?
Well, you have to go back to finish the rest of your stat. I mean, you have to go there first to go back. So
it's true, but what I'm telling you is guys who go to Super Bowls and lose usually don't ever go back.
Well, at least Peyton Jalen Hurts went to a Super Bowl.
That's okay, but he has just as many rings as, you know, a lot of quarterbacks in the Super Bowl.
Seth, you know Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl before he lost in the Super Bowl, right?
No, I know. I'm just saying he went back and won too.
Yeah. But usually guys who go first and lose, they don't go back.
You were countering Trent's argument with
I was countering it saying like, I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is Peyton Manning, but I also think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback in a league full of bad quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm just saying like, I
think this is a bad game. This is a bad play.
Yeah. No, and it's their first, loss of the season, but. The fact
not gonna let you like just
gonna happen.
If Dak went out there and threw three picks to a team that had two corners that weren't starting, it wouldn't be a big deal. It'd be huge.
Dak just threw three picks
against the best defense in the league, not two, you know, practice squad corners. Like, come on, that's a big deal.
The Jets are a top five defense in the league. What are
they
you talking
are,
about?
But their two best corners didn't even play.
Maybe they're that's how good they are. The two best corners don't play and they still force three interceptions.
I'm just telling you the narrative, Jordan. That's all I'm telling you is what it would be.
It's not like he went through three picks to the Chicago Bears or the Denver Broncos. The Jets
are
what
it's worth. I think a lot of people are saying Jalen Hurts had a really bad game, and Dak has had a proven history of having a lot of bad games.
Let me just read everything here of the last three quarterbacks that have played. Josh Allen versus the Jets threw one TD, three interceptions. Jalen Hurts versus the Jets, one TD, three interceptions. Dak Prescott versus the Jets, two TDs, zero interceptions. So just he's a Jet killer. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know if he won a Super Bowl, but he can, you know, play good games against the Jets. Jalen Hurts was QB1 on the week, though.
This week?
He was on this week. He is QB1 with the three picks.
Trent, we don't need another Phil Russell Wilson situation on this pod.
I'm just like, there's statistical backup, though, is all I'm saying.
Trent, you literally said last week, I think it's time to move on.
But then I saw this. Then I saw everybody in the NFC East lose, and I'm ready to be hurt again, you know? So maybe this is the chance where, you know, within a game. Hey, when the Eagles are down, I will. When the Eagles are down, it is glorious, and I will go after them. Okay, because they all go after me. You know, how many Eagles fans I text today? Zero, because I don't stoop to that level. But Eagles fans are down bad, and it's cool. You know, you lost to the Jets the first time ever in the history of your franchise. They have Zach Wilson playing quarterback and two backup corners. I think it's kind of a pathetic story.
Trent, it's almost like Dak didn't lose to the Cardinals 2 weeks ago.
He did. Did he throw three picks?
Does it matter? So that's what matters. Is it's okay if he loses.
That's Jordan. That's Jordan. That's all I'm saying is the narrative is when Dak does stuff, it's magnified by 10. But when Jalen Hurts does it, it's like no one even cares.
Because never mind.
Because he went to a Super Bowl and won nothing, just like all of us on this pod. You're right.
Because he's actually good at football. Dak isn't.
Okay, whatever.
You got a point.
Yeah, I just read you. All right. Struggles versus the Jets. That's all. But okay.
I will. We can move on here. After that, just like an abrupt ending to an argument. Do we want to talk about Calvin Ridley, Jordan, or is that? I just don't want to get yelled at here.
No.
I'll put it in the notes.
You want me to yell at you? I'll yell at you. Man, it was just tough. He hurt me in a lot of different like formats this week. I was gonna say ways, but I thought better of that. I knew you were gonna make that comment right now. Let's see here. What did Ridley? I wanted to see how many targets he got, and I have it right here.
Okay,
he had 8 targets, only 4 catches, 30 yards. I know one of the targets was a deep ball. He's been drawing some PIs. I think he draws like a PI every single week. Yes, I'll take the L. He did not perform. We were talking pre-show with Trent, is that like Trent tweeted out like guys he regrets drafting. And I don't know if I agree with that just because one, he got game scripted out of this game. Jaguars were up 20 to 0 in this game early on. So they didn't have to throw the ball. But two, like, the Jaguars just a really good offense, starting to click a little bit. And he's, like, the 1A and one, like, he's the 1A in that offense. And sometimes that they just don't need to use him. I still think in close competitive games, he's going to be the guy that Trevor Lawrence wants to get the ball to and who he trusts. But I think I need to seem to be smarter about the games you use him in, I guess is what I would say. Like, because I think there's going to be big games still coming. And I think, but I do think Travis Etienne, he's taking a jump in the offense this year. And I think that is also hurting Ridley. They just have a lot of pieces. And Zay Jones is out today, too. So just a lot of pieces in that offense where it's not condensed around one guy, like, say, Jamar Chase in the Bengals, Devonta Adams in the Raiders, where it's like three guys. Even like AJ Brown, like Tyree, like there's just multiple guys that they'll throw the ball to, and they have a running game that they use quite a bit. And they're not quite as explosive as like the Dolphins. So it's not quite the Dolphin situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were going to say something there, Trent?
No, I was pretty frustrated about Calvin Ridley. Then I saw the target percentage and stuff, and it just didn't happen today. But unfortunately, I have a lot of Calvin Ridley, and that's the only reason it hurt, right?
In six games, he has seven or more targets in five of the six.
And
the London game was the only one he had two targets.
Yeah,
every other game, but that he's getting the target share.
Yeah, he's wide receiver 20 on the year. The problem is you kind of had to by the time draft time came around, you kind of had to reach on him a little bit if you wanted him.
You had to.
Yeah.
That's where it hurts.
You're right.
If you would have left him alone and maybe got him around later than what you got him, you probably are pretty happy with it. I don't know if you would have got him if you would have waited for that round, though. You kind of, by the time drafts happened, he was going, you know, maybe a round too early.
He's going in round three, I think, on average.
Yeah.
The guys who got value on Ridley were the guys who were doing best ball drafts in July before training camp started, and they were getting them like the fifth, sixth round. That's where you got the value on Calvin Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of a game script just not going your way, man, the Vikings, I keep wanting to say that they're a decent team that are just playing the best of the best. And then they go out and beat the Bears 19-13. And it was just kind of an ugly one. Seth,
Justin Fields.
Without Justin Jefferson and without Jefferson.
Justin Fields.
Correct. I get what you're saying, but also without Justin Jefferson. But it ended up just not working out for you, Seth. Like I actually thought this was a great start here.
I think I got built. Yeah, I got bailed out by the touchdown.
Yep.
I think it's not loading for how many targets he had.
He had five targets, which was down four from last week when Justin Jefferson was playing, which is
crazy. And I think he'd actually get more. But I think who actually benefits the most from Justin Jefferson being out is TJ Hawkinson. He had most of the targets. Even KJ Osborne was more efficient with his catches. But I did say he would get a touchdown, and he did. So I think I was pretty spot on there. But that's what bailed me out, I think, with 11 points. So, I mean, like, usually out of a start, you'd probably want more in, like, the 15 range. That's what I'd probably call a win, because I think that's what I said he would probably get at least. And he just didn't have the yards. So, and I don't even know if Kirk Cousins even had that good of a game. So, but yeah, I'll take the L there. But I think even like next week, he has a chance of being good too, but he should have performed against the Bears, who are a bad team. I just don't think the Vikings are good. And Trent was talking about how Jordan's clip of talking about Justin Jefferson maybe not coming back. Like, I think that's a very real possibility. Even the report that said this week, it said, hey, it could be 4 to 6 weeks. And I think with the IR thing, if you keep him on another stint, right, it's 8 weeks. So, and 8 weeks is a long time. And that's, I mean, it's most of the season. And if you drafted Justin Jefferson, he's out 8 weeks of the season, you probably ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're like undefeated right now, you might be able to squeak in. The best play in that Vikings Bears game was, and this could be different from league to league, but in the leagues I was in, the Vikings defense got 21 fantasy points. They had two picks, 13 points allowed, five sacks, two forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, and a TD. So Vikings defense was the play. I honestly didn't think that would be the case. I was hoping, like, I was kind of excited for DJ Moore this week, like I always am. But I think once the field,
if Justin Fields doesn't get hurt, DJ Moore gets there. Yeah. He gets his yardage prop.
Yeah, he didn't hit his line today, no.
So. And the Vikings defense was 10% rostered. and 8% started, so it helped literally absolutely no one.
Yeah. You had a couple Vikings truthers that maybe played him like, yeah, they're kind of feast or famine this year in fantasy. They did 17 points versus Carolina, then 21 versus Chicago. They're playing the 49ers this week, so I imagine that's probably a good game that people will be like, we don't know if Brock Purdy's a system quarterback or not playing the Vikings, right? So
I think he's just going to tear him up.
Yeah. So what
dice him.
What we got next? All right. What did Adam Schefter tweet about Justin Jefferson? Did he say something like kind of what I said, that he wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play type of deal?
Let me look. I think
I saw something saying that they were going to do testing after the 4 weeks and then see what it was. But I think someone said it's like the injury might be like 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. All he said is doctors believe Justin Jefferson hamstring injury will sideline the Minnesota Vikings 4 to 6 weeks, and all pro wide receiver will undergo imaging testing in four weeks to help determine when he can return.
Okay.
And like in image testing, and if the Vikings lose these next 4 weeks, like what's in it for him to come back? I don't know. Like,
oh, so this is what one part of the article that it's, he said, they said, we'll sideline the Vikings star for, Kevin O'Connell told reporters last week he did not expect Jefferson to miss the rest of the season, but Minnesota needs to help itself in the standings to ensure he will return.
Like, I know you make fun of it, but like people were like going off on that take on TikTok, Jordan. It got a lot of views. People were just saying like, they're saying he's going to come back, you know, and then the news came out. But yeah, that one did pretty good on TikTok for, you know, just so
Jordan stopped,
I'll have to look
take
at
a break from, take a break from doing your TikTok dances and look at our pod profile every once in a while.
Exactly. Like if we would have had twerking in there, it would have been even bigger. But what do we got next, Phil?
What?
That's all people think of, you know, when they think of TikTok.
You're an odd guy. You're an odd guy, Trent.
I don't think that's what anyone thinks of.
I don't know if that's what it is, but I'm not sure what your TikTok recommended is.
We know what you think of, though, when you think of TikTok.
I don't know. People think of dancing and all that stuff, right?
But they think of dancing as twerking. That's how you...
Yeah, is twerking not dancing? I don't know. I guess you learn something every day. My bad.
It is, but most people don't think of twerking when you say dancing. You do, though, apparently.
But if you would have been twerking in that video, it would have went bigger. Can we all agree with that? That's an absolute fact.
Probably not wrong there either.
Jordan, get off the table. Can we do that, please? Get off the table. No, I'm just kidding. Keep going.
Oh, next time Jordan makes his sleeper picks, he's going to be dancing.
Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully it's just the YMCA. All right. Let's move on to it's fun to stay at the... Give it to me, Jordan. Come on. YMCA. All right, moving on. Lee, I think we got James Cook and then maybe one more start. We have Jordan start. And did we talk about James? I guess we missed Jaleel McLaughlin, James Cook, and then McCardo on Jordan start. You just go ahead and rapid fire these. We're getting to the tail end of this pod. Jordan, we can even just skip over that one if I could be quite honest with you.
DeMarcado?
The McCardo one's hard.
Yeah, I was just wrong. He sucks. I should have listened to that news more about Ingram, and I really should have listened to the news when they signed Damian Williams. So, yeah, whatever. I was wrong. It is what it is. I'll take the L. Like, it was just a miss by me. Huge miss.
I just don't understand why you'd use a practice squad guy when a guy who literally played most of the snaps last week, you didn't use him. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Basically, his role, like, didn't change at all. And they were not down that game until like the fourth quarter, so that didn't help.
It's weird though, Jordan, because DeMarcado's snaps today, he did lead the Cardinals in snaps. He had 33 snaps. Ingram had 26, and Damian Williams had 12. So, and DeMarcado ran 24 routes to Ingram's 11. Honestly, I feel bad for you with this pick, Jordan. The guys I feel bad for are the guys who dumped all their fab on DeMarcado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean. This is a huge kick in the tail, if you know what I'm saying. Like, you jump all that fab. When you drop that fab, you play the guy. Then he ends up, you know, giving you a complete, you know,
goose egg, basically.
Yeah, basically,
at least Foreman was like involved. DeMarcado is just not involved.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. I don't know what's worse, playing DeMarcado or this mustache I have, but what you wanted to go to?
You're both painful to watch this week. That's probably exactly what we'll end it.
What did I have? Yeah, we'll go to James Cook.
You had James Cook. Then Jaleel McLaughlin.
Yeah, McLaughlin, like that just was, you know, a bad, but hopefully you didn't play him on Thursday Night Football. James Cook was weird because the Bills just didn't get going that whole game. Like it was
weird game.
There was fighting. I will say Latavius Murray looks pretty good when he's in there. He's kind of like a, you know, poor man's Frank Gore at this point in his career. But Latavius Murray had 12 carries for 45 yards. James Cook had 14 for 71. So like he was productive, but I didn't think he would get the touchdown. He's not the touchdown guy. I was just expecting that he might have 100 yards and a couple passes caught. He didn't catch any passes and he didn't get, you know, didn't get the yards. I just think Buffalo just didn't, they weren't in sync the whole game. I don't really know if you're really happy if you played anyone on the Bills tonight. Like what if Diggs had some big catches, but Diggs didn't. Diggs had 15 points, 16 targets for 10 receptions, 100 yards.
He had 15 points. Yeah,
they force fed him at the end of the game.
Yeah, but even like Gabe Davis finally had a game where he didn't score a touchdown. You know, so his 1, 2, 3, 4 game TD streak has come to an end. And then, basically Diggs was the only guy you were happy you played. You weren't even happy if you played Josh Allen. So he did get you some point, he got you a TD right at the end of the game. Maybe you're happy in DFS if you played that one tight end who had his very first career catch for a touchdown, Jordan.
I didn't. I had Deontay Hardy, though. So that was okay.
Was Hardy the guy who caught the TD? Is he not a tight end?
They both caught touchdowns. Okay. They both caught touchdowns, mm-hmm. Hardy right. and Quentin Morris.
Yeah, but just a weird Sunday night game. It was a good game. I'll give him that. Part of me was kind of thinking maybe Brian Daboll kind of knows the Bills' weaknesses and maybe he used that. Like maybe he knew some tendencies and stuff to go after for the Giants. That was something that literally hit me like halfway through the third quarter was, hey, this is his old team. Maybe he knows how to attack these guys. You know, maybe he knows Allen's weaknesses, maybe some audibles. I don't know. But yeah. Do we want to get into our Who Hurt You segment of the show, guys?
Yeah. So, I feel like I was not hurt by anyone, but was anyone just, you know, drastically hurt that they want to talk about first?
Kirk Cousins, I think, hurt a lot of teams. Like he just, it was a good matchup and they couldn't move the ball. Guys who've hurt me the most this week, though, in the last couple weeks, Devonta Smith is absolutely crushing one of my fantasy football teams. You know, you spent a good value, you spent equity on him. And Devonta Smith, like I said earlier, this was a game, maybe this is why I was more mad too. Devonta, like no starting corners. And Devonta Smith finishes today's game with 11 targets, 5 receptions for 44 yards. So the targets were there. He dropped a really big pass at the end of the game also. He did lead the team in targets, but we need a little bit more out of this guy. He hasn't scored a touchdown since week 2. So I don't know if you guys have Devonta Smith on any of your teams this year.
Yeah, I lost my 2 in this one league and I have Devonta on the team. But guys who hurt me, I kind of mentioned them. Calvin Ridley kind of, you know, I had a ton of them in DFS on DraftKings. I had a lot of his, I had his touchdown prop and I had some plays with his anytime touchdown on Sleeper. And then I had a couple like bigger plays with his, it was the only prop that didn't hit was the 4.5 reception. So he hurt me. And then Jamar Chase also kind of hurt me. I have him on one of my main season long teams. And then I had a bunch of him and Walker correlation, like secondary stacks on DraftKings. And I had his yardage prop on Sleeper. So Jamar Chase, probably Calvin Ridley are probably two of the guys who hurt me the most. And I think I've said really like 3 out of 6 weeks on this segment. So
I had three sleeper plays today that were all one pick away from cashing. One was I needed Calvin.
Who was it?
So I had Ja'Marr Chase over 72 and a half receiving yards. He had 80. I had Jacoby Myers over 4.5 receiving yards. I should have made Jacoby Myers my start of the week. I scratched that for James Cook.
4.5 right receiving yards?
4.5 receptions.
Sorry. No, 4.5 receptions.
Yeah.
No.
And then I had Josh Downs for over 3.5 receptions. And then I threw Calvin Ridley in there for over 4.5 receptions, and he had 4.
Yeah.
And then I had Raheem Mostert for over 77.5 rushing yards. DJ Moore over 45.5 receiving yards. He hit that.
You got lucky on that.
Yeah, James Cook over 58.5 rushing yards. He hit that. And I had Kirk Cousins over 1.5 passing TDs. So Kirk Cousins killed me there.
Yeah. And honestly, that whole game, I could add that whole game to the segment too for me. Like I had a lot of Addison, a lot of like Osborne in DFS and a lot of Fields. Like that whole game just was very underwhelming.
Yeah. And then I had Gabe Davis over 2.5 receptions. He had 3. James Cook again on the rushing line. And then I had Josh Allen over 264 passing yards. He did not get that. And I had Tony Pollard over 68.5 rushing yards for Monday Night Football, which has not happened yet. But yeah, so I had three different plays that were all a pick away, and all the picks were different. Normally it's all the same one, but they were all different, and they all were like, you know, 99% hit rate, you know? So just got to quit hitting those multipliers. Seth, did you have anyone that's, you know, killing your teams? Is it Justin Jefferson? I know you have a lot of Jefferson.
Yeah, I guess it's like if I have Jefferson in my dynasty, I think I sweep it again this year. I won last year. It really hurts that he might not play again this year. Seems like there's a chance he doesn't play here. He does come back, but not for a while. I think I might squeak by until he comes back, which is like good. But like you said, I had some picks too. I had about like 3 picks, I think, that were one guy away, and they were all 5 mans. Kirk Cousins was one. DJ Moore was one too, Trent. And then I had Davante Adams. I think he's at like 5.5 reception line. And I'm like, they're going to force feed him regardless if it's Garoppolo or whoever's in there. And they threw him the ball twice. And I'm just like, the Raiders, you're bad. Throw the ball to your best player. And they don't. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys like Justin Fields is someone that's hurt them because he finally bounces back. Now he hurts his thumb and he's not, I don't know like how long he's out, but if you have Justin Fields on your team, you probably haven't won that many fantasy games. And now he has this killer matchup that he should crush and he doesn't get to finish the game. And I don't know how long he's out or a timetable on that. But I got a lot of responses about Derrick Henry was a guy that like, honestly, he had a good game because he had that huge run. But he only had like 2 more snaps than Tajay Spears. And then David Montgomery probably hurts your team. I don't know if there's anyone else worth mentioning there. I'm sure there's people screaming of stuff that, you know.
Can I say college football? Can I just say that Notre Dame, I don't know if it's Notre Dame or SC, whichever one, would be the one who hurt me, but I just can't stand that USC lost to Notre Dame. Can I claim that one?
Sure,
that one I can claim.
You can claim that. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Are you a USC or Texas fan? I can't even tell anymore.
I think the lines are so blurred. It's not even. It's just like
basically it was a really rough two weeks for you, Phil.
rough two rivalry games weeks, and also like I can't stand more than any other team. I actually dislike Notre Dame more than I dislike Oklahoma. I just, for whatever reason, ever since I was a kid, just could not stand Notre Dame. Even the Rudy movies, no, just couldn't stand them.
Here's the thing.
Samarja.
Wait, where did Samarja come from?
You took Samarja in one of our college football drafts.
They're Texas fan, Texas too. Rival. Texas rival.
Phil's a Texas and USC fan, Seth. It's like a dying breed. Like they honestly should make a documentary on this guy.
I think Phil's whole like, life is a blurry line. Like Phil doesn't know where he is on anything. His whole life's a blurry line.
Also
he doesn't even know his address. Divas of the week. What do you guys have?
I was the one who said it.
What do you guys have here for Divas of the Week? Anyone have anything? What do you got?
Honest, Trent, divas are hard during football season.
Divas are hard. I've been saving them for my waiver show that I've been doing every week. I have some kind of
something I got one
that I throw in there. What do you got, Seth?
I'm just going to take a shot at my own team here. Me and Phil are kind of agree on this one. DK Metcalf, man. Get off high horse or whatever it is, man. Like, geez.
What is he thinking?
Kill the team. I don't know. Like, I really don't know what the guy's head, go through the guy's head. Like Phil said, this guy's like a literal freak and could be one of the best players in the league. And also, I don't think it helps that he's like, has Geno throwing to him. But also, like, who wants him if he's going to get you a 15-yard penalty every game or a 30-yard penalty? I don't know, because he does two. Or he's going to get kicked out, or he's going to fight everybody. No wonder why nobody likes the guy. He shoves the guy for no reason.
Yeah.
And at this point, he's 25 years old, Seth. Like you can say like his first year, like as a rookie, maybe he does that a couple of times. You're like, okay, whatever, we'll excuse it. But like, this is a history of him doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like every single year, there's been some sort of issue like that.
And it's like when he's doing it, there's still a chance to win.
Is he a stupid player or is he just a dirty player? You're saying like just makes boneheaded plays.
I think he lets the momentum of the game control his emotions a little bit, and I think he just lashes out at times. Like it's like, well, I don't know what we're doing.
There's even times where he's having crazy games and he's still stupid.
Yeah, I just he's
anyways. Like if the guy just had like a Tyler Lockett brain, like he'd be insane.
Like, you can't just shove guys like that. Like, this is his second instance this season where he just, like, tees off on guys, like, after the play. Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, it's like, is he a dirty player or is he just a hothead?
Yeah, it's both, was, to be honest was with it you. Chase Claypool who caught that ball in the middle of the field and got up and, like, started dancing before they could reset it? Was that Claypool?
That was Claypool, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll put that line of thinking in the same line of DK, unfortunately. Like, it's just like your team like is counting on you to do something smart here. Don't do the opposite. Like, don't do what everyone doesn't want you to do at this point, and then he still does it anyhow. Yeah.
Usually that's an instance where that happens to like a guy does that maybe once in his career, but it's his second time this season that he's done something like that. And
he does it actually multiple times throughout a season. He'll probably do it again, honestly.
Yeah, you can't do that. Phil, do you have anything?
I am building a little area in my backyard for a fire pit. Okay. And, like a little fire area, just like with some rocks and whatever. Anyhow, I texted a buddy and Trent and asked him if he had a specific tool that I needed for something that I was using to build it. This gentleman, he's a pod listener, suggests that I get a smokeless fire pit. And I, just as a guy who's been lighting fires most of my life, like not obviously anything, you know, sketchy or criminal, obviously, just lighting fires.
That's immediately where my backyard. Brain went. So thank you for clarifying. I was like, oh, there was that fire back at, no, I'm just kidding.
No, just lighting fires, you know, lighting bonfires, like lighting, you know, lighting fireworks, like all these different things have like been smoke is one of those things that you're like, yeah, sure, it gets in your eyes every once in a while, but that's part of the whole experience. Like this goes back to the diva that I said last week. Like if you're using a backup, the guy who has a smokeless fire pit is the same guy who uses a backup cam every time he tries the parallel park. Like the guy who he drives a Honda Ridgeline. Like he wears Uggs with socks. He wears flip flops with jeans. Like that's the same type of person to me who's buying a smokeless. It's not Jordan.
Uggs with socks? You wear them barefoot?
Yeah, dude. Be a man, dude.
I hate Uggs more than anyone. You definitely wear socks with those. Oh my god!
What?
You sick animal?
What is wrong with you?
I think the question is, what is wrong with you? 99% of people are saying, like, I want my feet to sit on a cozy bed of wool, not this additional wool layer that's going to basically cause another issue.
You definitely got swamp feet, you nasty freak.
Dude, you don't wear socks with your Crocs. That's like 10 times worse. I've seen you walking around every time you take a step. I'm not sure if you're stepping in puddles or not, because there's just water gushing out of them. So to say that you have a problem with me not wearing socks with Uggs, like, you need to.
That seems like a sweaty mess. I'm frankly shocked. That is not good.
No. No, you wear socks.
Do you realize
you
your Uggs will last
I don't
longer
own
if your
Uggs.
Nasty, sweaty feet aren't touching the wool all the time.
Hey, not everyone sweats like you, Seth. I am totally fine walking around in my
Dude,
in my.
I've seen you on after
Uggs.
A 5 minute jog when it's 40 degrees outside.
Anyhow, all that to say, we got a little off topic. Smokeless fire pits are just a thing of they're not the thing of the future. Like, they should not be something that exists. That's all I'm saying.
I don't even know if that's real.
Not the thing of the future.
it should be a thing of the past starting now.
I want a smokeless fire pit really bad. And if that means Phil doesn't come over whenever I have a fire, it sounds like a great idea. So
please do that. Please do that so I never have to say yes to one
yeah,
of your invites.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I think we're all going
to
do it. I think every time
I
come
over,
grill
at your house.
Phil, we're watching football inside, but the smokeless fire pit's going on in the backyard too, so you might
hey,
not
do you
want
to come over to my house for a barbecue? Yeah, totally. Can you bring burgers and buns, also chips and condiments? It's like, dude, I was just sitting here. You invited me over to your house. Like, what do you want me to do here, guy?
Yeah. It's amazing how much things have changed in 1 week. Last Sunday, he was thanking Trent on the pod for having him over for some hot dogs. And this week, he's now saying that everyone's going back.
That I had to bring.
In, so.
Yeah.
That I had to bring. I was just trying to be grateful.
And the other thing is, Phil's like, hey, man, this is a nice spatula. I see you have two of them. Mine's like shorter than my arm. Can I have one of yours? And just, you know, and I'm like, no, go buy your own spatula on Amazon or whatever. I don't care. But, yeah, Shiny.
Oh, man.
Diva of the week.
I love that Jordan's always on detective mode with Phil.
Yes, I know. This guy's freaking Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, Nancy Drew over here on the pod.
Seriously.
You know, Christmas time's around the corner. I'll save that for Christmas. When someone borrows your car.
Why are you going into an ad read? What are you
doing? No. I have a diva list from last Christmas that I never got to. This
yeah,
is called
but you
coming
went
prepared.
Into it like an ad read. Christmas is around the corner.
And why not buy Manscaped for your old man? No, this is, I'm going to say.
Socks for your Ugg wearer.
I don't know where to go
this
with
this.
Needs
to end, Trent.
Yeah, it needs to end. I think we're.
Jordan, do you have a diva? The problem is that I forced
no,
my
I don't
diva,
really have one.
Okay? I forced my
I know,
diva.
I don't.
I didn't even really feel good about it. I need to stop doing that, Jordan. I need to take a page out of your book.
I'm wondering what Sometimes things you do that you do feel good about, because that's what concerns me more.
Oh, not being on this pod 85% of my life.
Okay. I think I'm going to
Let's
wrap.
Be honest. Without me hosting, you guys would be lost. Just wrap this thing up.
All right. I'm going to just say... Yeah, I got to wrap this thing up. I'm sorry. I wish I had something. But hey, I will be back tomorrow with our waiver wire pod. We'll be back with our
anti-perspirant.
Yeah, I will be back. I'll be back tomorrow, waiver wire pod. Don't remember, don't be rude, share the dudes. And we will have a starts and sits pod on Thursday. Don't miss it, guys. Thanks for tuning in as always, even though we have a... Yeah, never mind.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.